Fairbanks faces major costs to convert to natural gas for space heating. That was one of the messages from an NSTAR gas official from Anchorage in an address to the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce yesterday. Whether natural gas comes to Fairbanks via truck or pipeline, NSTAR spokesman John Sims says laying a web of distribution and service lines is a big undertaking.
For the Fairbanks community, it's vital that they understand and comprehend what costs are involved in that, and maybe even get a head start on the engineering. That's one of the longest components to actually getting a line in place, is understanding the costs and actually drawing the engineering for those distribution systems.
Sim says local utility Fairbanks Natural Gas is already working on the issue, and the borough has a state grant to study gas distribution. Sim says NSTAR customers can face substantial costs to hook up to gas depending on their proximity to existing distribution lines.
Every foot of extension in that distribution system, system-wide, whether it's in Matsu or down in Homer, is going to be $17.64. Then for the individual service line, from the street to your house, it's about $1,000.
Sim says laying distribution is more expensive in established communities like Fairbanks with existing infrastructure.
As a utility, it's cheaper to be the first one in. The issues you run into are all the other utilities, the water mains, other sorts of circumstances. So definitely the cost is going to be more expensive when you're the last utility in as opposed to one of the first.
Sim says because of the cost of distribution line extensions is incorporated into customer gas rates, consumers have to weigh the benefits of switching over. He says how long it takes a customer to recover the investment has to be weighed against the cost of heating with oil.